Memories of the old home. Just 12 children in our family. My, what work for feeble hands. For a dozen little children calls for dozens of demands. But it seemed their greatest pleasure as they labored hard each day, those dear, blessed, beloved parents sleeping now beneath the clay. My dad was born a slave on a plantation in Maryland. He belonged to the Miles family. Daddy and Mama didn't talk about their days of slavery very much. Those were not good memories. One day, Daddy decided to run away, and he made his way to Marshall, Michigan. He never did tell us children where he met our Mama, but he did say he met her along the way. Daddy said he was one of those lucky ones. He had helped in making his way to freedom. His conductor was Harriet Tubman herself. Daddy said she didn't tolerate any nonsense from the fugitives she helped. He said they had to follow her directions and do as they were told. They didn't mind taking directions from Harriet Tubman, because she had helped so many to escape and had never lost any of her passengers on the Underground Railroad. Besides, there was a big reward on her head, so she didn't allow any of her passengers to take foolish chances. Mama and Daddy didn't come all the way to Canada. They felt they were safe enough in Michigan, so they settled down there in Marshall, Michigan. In slavery, Daddy was known as William, but when he settled in Michigan and married Mama, he changed his name to Rue. He became William Isaac Rue, and Mama was Serena Jane Rue, but they went by William and Jane. Mama and Daddy said they felt safe in Michigan. Then in 1850, I think it was, they passed that law that made it unsafe to stay there. They called it the Fugitive Slave Law. Slave catchers could just nab anybody, and the judge was paid more to decide you're a runaway than if he decides you're legally free. On top of that, we wouldn't even be allowed to speak up for ourselves. Mama and Daddy got so they never stopped worrying. Oh, not about themselves, but they had four little ones. My brothers, Robert and Samuel, and my sisters, Sarah and Angeline. And they said they just couldn't even imagine having to see one of their children get sent to slavery. Why, Daddy said he believed they both would have chosen to die first. So they crossed over to Canada. Daddy said he heard about the Buxton settlement and decided to go there. When he got to Buxton, he decided to buy some land out on the plains of Raleigh, just outside the settlement on the 6th concession. They were among the early settlers when their land was bush and bogs, when you had hard work to travel, climbing fence and walking logs, when your devious pathway led you miles and miles from off your course, when the oxen team was surer than the spanking team of horse. When great ice fields lay before you, oft your foot steps breaking through. Thus they labored for their loved ones, did dear Jane and William Rue, going forth to sell their purchase in young Chatham town so fair, getting something that was useful for each tender loving care. We surely did live out in the bush. One day a bear tried to get in our house. Mama sent all us youngins upstairs while she and Daddy stood by the door with an axe ready to do battle if they had to. That bear finally went around the back of the house and he tried to get in the window. The window was high up off the ground, so he finally just gave up and went on his way. We were about 6 miles from the center of the settlement, where the mission school and church and Mr. King's home were, but Daddy would take me up there every week to take piano lessons from Mrs. King. I only got to take those lessons for about 3 months, and then Mrs. King had one of her spells, but I loved the piano and continued learning even after Mrs. King was unable to help me. I love music and poetry, and I hope that one day I will be able to write some music of my own. We go to one of the Baptist churches in the settlement. There are Methodist and Presbyterian churches, too, but Mama said we have the best music at the Baptist church. I hope I can start a choir there one day. There are several schools in the settlement and nearby. I went to the one on the 5th concession, SS No. 4, but we called it the Shreve School. That's because it was started by George and Elizabeth Shreve, and all their children go there, too. There are 16 of us Rue children now. My brother Thomas bought a mandolin from our neighbor, Miss Thatchery, and every night we gather around the fireplace and sing. We hold morn and evening services. Those are happy moments all, when the family is assembled round the fireplace great and small, and we send our voices ringing up to God in prayer and praise. Many prayers go up before him in this home of happy days. People who are passing by often pull their horse and buggy right off the road to listen to our family sing. They say we have beautiful voices and make a fine choir. Old Mr. Short stops and starts talking about the days when he escaped from slavery. He always wants us to sing, "Thus far the Lord has brought me up," and we sing it for him every time he asks. The war is over now, and slavery has ended for good. A lot of our neighbors have gone back to the South to find the people they left behind in slavery when they escaped. Some of them are coming back, but lots of them have sold their land and plan to live in the South again. A lot of people who have got a good education here are going to the South to help those former slaves who didn't get the educational opportunities that we had. I'm all finished school now, and I'm planning to go soon to Kentucky to teach former slaves there. Even though there is no longer slavery there, still I'm a little scared. Wish me luck and keep me in your prayers.